أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاءه أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك جزاء المحسنين ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. The verses we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drawn a comparison and showed us one slave that has many masters who are spiteful to each other and one slave that is owned by one master. We will all say that the slave that is owned by one master is far better and be more comfortable, and hence from there we conclude that to worship only one Allah, that is far better for an individual. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat again speak about two groups of people. The one is, Allah says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدِقِ إِذْ جَاءَ. Who can be a greater wrongdoer than that person that lies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that person that belies the truth when the truth comes to him. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a very important aspect with regards to the message that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is never possible that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have ever lied. Matters of dunya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have never lied. It is impossible. Then it is even more impossible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have lied wa ta'ala, attributing anything to Allah Rabb, that is regarded as the greatest wrongdoer. Most truthful of all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even more truthful he would be with regards to matters pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anyone did not accept the truth, then that person will be regarded as the greatest of all liars. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. The second aspect is to lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say things and attribute things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is not the truth, is a great zulm and an oppression from the servant side. And amongst these things is, like the atheists say, that there is no Allah, that is a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the polytheists do, that is also a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to attribute any child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Christians, the Yahud, and some of the Kuffar of Makkah used to do, that is also a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To deny any information that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought, that is also a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaysa fi jahannama mathwal lil kafirin. Then is not Jahannam the abode for those who disbelieve? Walladhi ja'a bis-sidqi وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The second group of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided into two. That person that has brought the truth, and that is our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, and those who had accepted the truth that came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Then they are the muttaqoon. They are the ones that have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah. They are the people of piety. For them, their rewards, Allah says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. One statement that sums up every ni'mat of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is whatever they desire, it is all by their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, we may desire many things, but we won't even see it sometimes, and those do not become realities in our lives. But there in the akhirat, just the desire comes in our heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it delivered to us. Allah makes it available to us. over and above everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that what we don't even desire, that is there. We don't even think of desiring, that is also there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything available for His servants. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ That is the jaza, that is the recompense of those who do good, those who are virtuous. لِيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may remove, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may erase the evil that they had carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. And secondly, وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them, recompense them their reward, بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Better than what they had practiced. Our practice in this world is a small little practice that we do, that we carry out with the strength and the energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, with the resources that Allah has made available to us, that is also from Allah. That effort that we carry out in this world is little, but the rewards of it, the appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than the action that we had carried out, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us all that in the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.